Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Hour of Power broadcast. I'm your host, Harold Sutton. Welcome to the Power Hour. I'm your host, Harold Sutton, and it's Friday. Yes, thank God. It's Friday, February 27th, year 2015. Well, we have one more day that's left in this month, and we're into the new month already. My. They say, well, you know, 28 days in this month, and it just came and went, right? Well, we still have a couple more days as we officially celebrate Black History Month. And, you know, if you're like me, you're going to celebrate all year, okay? You know, because I'm proud of who I am, where God has brought us from. So, you know, I celebrate all year, all year long. I don't allow anybody to mark a calendar for me and dictate to me to tell me when I'm going to celebrate anything, okay? Yeah, I celebrate it all year long. Yes, I do. Well, anyway. Way. I hope you had a great day. Let me first say happy Sabbath to everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Come on, let's get this program started. You know how we do, go on your cell phones. Let everybody know that, hey, the social network, we don't want to forget that, right? And let everybody know that your favorite late night inspiration program is on the air live right now, bringing to you the best in inspirations, the Power Hour with your host, Harold Sutton. Now, I'm telling you, I'm really feeling good tonight. This has been a challenging week, but nevertheless, but God. We're going to kick this broadcast off with Brother Fred Hammond. This is the day that the Lord has made. Yes, we're going to recognize the day that God has made. Yes, you may say, well, he make every day, hell yeah, but this is a special day that he sanctioned. Yes, he did. He stamped this one real good. And the Bible says he blessed it and hallowed. Yes, so happy Sabbath to everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made. Come on, Fred Hammond. And then right after that, we're going to ask God to move in this broadcast, to move in this place with Brother Alvin Slaughter. Y'all remember Alvin? Okay, Alvin going to come right behind Fred with move in this place. We want to create an atmosphere for you tonight to worship, to magnify, and to praise the Lord. Like, I'm telling you, it's going to be off the chain. Come on, let's get started.
You know that he's good and his mercy endures forever. And the people of God said, they said, what's up? And the people of God said, yeah. The people of God said, yeah. Now we don't notice true depression, confusion, all manner of evil and every sickness. You came in a bind, but you cannot stay, cause the people of God, we ain't having it. It's a good day, even though I cried last Tuesday and I was out of cash by Friday. No matter what comes next,
I will adore.
Come on and say it.
Adore.
Bible says that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom tonight. We have already invited His Spirit. Lord, what we ask is that You would move in this place today.
You're listening to the Hour of Power broadcast. I'm your host, Harold Sutton. Our spoken word for tonight will be coming out of Psalms 91, beginning at verse number 1. And we're going to talk about the secret place, abiding in the shadow of the Almighty. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be in thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by the day. Is the enemy throwing some darts and arrows at anybody today? The first number 5 say, I will not, David said, I will not be afraid for the terror of night. You know, all this stuff that's happening in the nighttime. Well, we have a lot of stuff happening to the day, right? But he said, I'm not going to be afraid by the terror at night. You know, we got so that, you know, we stopped going to churches after 6 o'clock in the evening. We won't have service because we're afraid of the nighttime because of the danger that's lurking out in the streets. But I'm not going to fear the terror that's by night. Y'all need to open y'all churches back up after 6 o'clock on the Sundays and Saturday evenings, okay? Come on, y'all got to do it. Nor for the arrow that flies by day. Anybody got any dots that's thrown at them today at your workplace or wherever? I'm telling you, David said, I will not be afraid for the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy sight, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge. You hear what I'm saying? That's what David said, because he had made the Lord, which is his refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. Okay, that's the dwelling place for me, okay? Talk about creating the atmosphere, my Lord. Verse number 10, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling, for he shall give his angels charge over thee. Listen to David is speaking this thing as if it was. He's talking about authority, my Lord. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Thou shalt bear thee up in their hands. I'm telling you, David, let me finish reading this thing. Lest thou dash thy foot against a stone, thou shalt tread upon a lion and adder. The young lion and a dragon shall thou trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Our scripture, our spoken word for the day, coming out of Psalms 91, abiding in the shadow of the Almighty. Do you have a secret place? Well, if you don't have a secret place, this all you have to do is hide yourself in God's word. When I was growing up, my mom and my grandmother used to sing a song in the church. It would say, in the word of God, I got a hiding place. In the word of God, I got a hiding place. Yeah. We used to sing songs. They don't sing songs like that no more, but those songs got us through, right? In the word of God is your hiding place, in your prayer time, in your walk with him, as you read God's scripture, as you apply God's scripture, as you pray and just talk with him. That's the secret place. That's the secret place. That's where you fellowship with God, with nobody but you and him. You and him, the secret place. That's the spoken word for today. And you know, I feel like this song that's in my spirit, a song that I wrote, and Eric Waddell out of Baltimore, Maryland, and Jacqueline Sutton sang this song. And I'm going to share it with you because it's talking somewhat about that secret place. And check this out and let it bless you real good. I'm your host, Harold Sutton. You're listening to The Power Hour.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Hour of Power broadcast. I'm your host, Harold Sutton.
Yeah. show up and restore every bit of the faith that I last lived while I was out here searching the world for more. That's when I found out the truest friend I have indeed. You're my best friend, I know in need, so I stretch my hands to thee. Come rescue me, I need you right away. Hey, 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 hey. Somebody else has said right here, the agony of being alone, fear of doing things on your own, the test and trials in your life that God said will make you strong. And I've had feelings of guilt, hurt, shame, and defeat. And oh yeah, there have been waves of trials that beat up on little old me. Oh, but I can shout right now, 'cause I know, I know, I know that in you, Jesus, I've got victory. Yeah, 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 Lord, I need you now. I need you, 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 Lord, yes, right now, right now, right now. Thank you, Jesus. My grandmama said it like this, I need but he's my Savior. He's my Savior. My Savior. So Lord, I come. Oh, weary, wounded, beaten, battered, and scorned. Here I am, Jesus, I come. When my friends walked down on me, it was you who were there. So Lord, I come. Yeah. When the doctor shook his head and said, no, you said yes. So for the rest of my life, we're hurting, where we're wounded, where we're battered, Lord, revive us. Oh, as a country, we need you, Lord, please revive us. All over this world, Lord, we know you can, so revive us. Again.
Norfolk.
You're listening to the Hour of Power broadcast. I'm your host, Harold Sutton.
I'm reminded of what you have done before, and I know.
mountain looming so large in front of me. Can't climb it, how I'll get over, I just can't see. But I remember how you delivered in times before. For you're the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Oh yeah,
my mind says,
God.
Tick tock, tick tock. The clock on the wall is saying our time is up. Hope you enjoyed this program on tonight, that your spirit was lifted, that your heart was encouraged. Now, the good news is that we'll be right back on tomorrow night doing what we do best, and that's to bring late night inspirations into the midnight hours all around the world for your listening pleasure. So don't forget, make sure you dress warm. It's cold out there, and you take care of yourself when you do that. And may the good Lord blessing keep you until we connect again on tomorrow night with thunder of praise. You're listening to the Hour of Power broadcast. I'm your host, Harold Sutton.